A stage is once again live with entertainment as a community in Rock Hill got its first look at the new McGirt Auditorium. That's Bobby Player Jr. and his band performing Wednesday at the renovation celebration of McGirt Auditorium. Bobby was actually a student at what used to be the Emmett Scott School, which was the first public school for African Americans in Rock Hill. Today, upgrades have been made to the auditorium, including new lighting, chairs, carpet, bathrooms, sound system, curtains, and more. Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes.
Today, you are sitting in the benefit of the leadership and the stubborn optimism of your city council and your city management team that invested in this facility, that is investing in Armory Park, and we'll see that this summer, and we'll be turning dirt on a new regional park 2.5 times the size of Cherry Park on the south side of Rock Hill. None of that happens without leadership, of course, but it's your stubborn optimism as a community that drives us.
The city of Rock Hill invested $6.3 million from the Southside TIF, which allows local governments to generate revenue for a group of properties targeted for improvement. Councilman Derek Lindsay with more on that.
This was paid for through the Southside TIF. McGirt was one of the original Great Eight projects from the Clinton Connection Action Plan. And as the TIF started, some of the things that we thought would come up online sooner didn't. Some housing did, and it produced enough money so that we could grab the low-hanging fruit. And McGirt was one of the low-hanging fruit, and we had enough money to get started on it, and we did.
The auditorium itself was named for the longest serving of the six principals of Emmett Scott, Ralph Waldo McGirt.